The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. If you want something that feels different from the regular news, we've got you covered. It's News-ish on The Wally Show.
They say that certain smells can take you back, and they can be nostalgic for you. Is there a certain smell, Wally, that really takes you back?
Dirt. Seriously, dirt has a smell. I don't know if you know that or not.
Why does that take you
back? Oh, your dad used to work construction.
Yeah.
You'd work with him.
Yeah, and we did basically the land development. So it was all working in dirt, heavy equipment in dirt. And so when you break the dirt with a backhoe bucket, it has a smell and it instantly takes me back to working with my dad, which I love.
When you had that long hair.
I did. Aww. I had long hair and I was actually tan and somewhat in shape. I know. It was pretty good times. And my dad, too.
Well, smells can be nostalgic, and I guess the same can be said for taste. A list was put together of the most nostalgic snacks. And to me, as a 90s kid, just reading the list, it took me back to the good old days.
Oh, okay. I'd be interested because what you like is probably different from what I had.
For sure. Yeah.
We chewed on sticks. Snacks. Go get a piece of bark. Chew on that.
Well, here's the thing, what I'm noticing after reading the list. Back in the 90s, parents let kids have sugar.
Yes.
Now, the CDC or the FDA, whatever they are, have gotten too involved.
Right.
And kids now have to eat healthy.
Yeah.
So let me give you an example.
Would you like some veggie sticks? No, I don't want veggie sticks.
Okay, back in the 90s, we were offered Dunkaroos.
Yes.
If you don't remember, Dunkaroos were just, it was a thing of cookies and a thing of icing.
Mm-hmm.
Just icing. There is no nutritional value whatsoever, but we were offered those and they were fantastic. They were discontinued in 2012, but they were brought back in 2020. And let me tell you, as a Dunkaroos fan, they are not the same.
It's not.
They are not the
same.
How
do you mess up icing? They probably made it healthier.
No, the icing is fine.
Okay.
It's the cookies that are different. And
I bet they're
gluten
free.
They might be. Another perfect example. Back in the 90s, the cereal that we had, Waffle Crisp cereal and Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Yep.
Both were fantastic. If you had Waffle Crisp cereal, it tasted like someone took a thing of syrup and put it in a bowl, and that's what you were allowed to eat.
I forget sometimes like how old I am, so I'm 55, and I still, to this day, love Captain Crunch.
Mm.
And I had Captain Crunch as a kid. Like, it's been around that long, and before me, it predates me.
You still eat cereal for dinner sometimes,
yes,
too.
I do. It's so great. Being an adult, kids, being an adult is great. You can do whatever you want to do, and you can eat whatever you want. You'll get there. Just bide your time. Eat the broccoli now if your mom tells you to, but just know one day, you will have Captain Crunch for dinner, and it'll be great.
Let me also say that when we're on the cereal topic, so I had Smack cereal growing up.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. The frog.
The Dig'Em. That's not the same as the Sugar Bear.
No, I like the Smacks.
Yeah.
They brought Smacks back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I had a bowl. Horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
Not the same.
They changed the recipe.
I know.
There wasn't near as much sugar, so it didn't have as much of a crunch. It was more soggy.
Yep.
I am
didn't
not in
make
favor
the milk
of
taste
it.
Great either.
No. And then finally, Orbitz drinks. These were the flavored water drinks that you could get in a glass bottle, and they had little edible balls floating in it. It was kind of like a lava lamp looking. And here's what's so crazy. They're so nostalgic for a lot of people, but they actually flopped when they were on the shelves back in 96. And so they took them off in 98.
I guess now we have the adult version of that, like the bubble tea or something like
that.
Yes.
Same thing. But I don't know if you can buy that in stores. You actually have to go to a restaurant or a location that offers it.
Yeah, I got fooled into thinking that was going to be good. I'm like, ooh, little floating balls of goodness in there? That'd still be great. And it's still tea. not what I was expecting. I was expecting Orbitz. Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show. And if you're ever kind of stuck in life or in your faith, one of the best things you can do is serve people. It has this crazy cool way of getting you unstuck. But sometimes you don't get all the information.
Sometimes it backfires.
Yeah.
So I help out with the babies, the kids at my church. And It's been great. I mean, I would say it's 85% great.
Okay.
But the other, is it 15%?
Yes, it is.
Okay, 15%, I would say, has been changing dirty diapers.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Okay. And while I assumed that that would be part of the volunteership,
sure.
I didn't realize it would be the first thing in the morning. Okay. And that the trash would need to be taken out ASAP.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So I'm wondering, like, why do the babies hate me?
Well.
I mean, I take good care of them.
Sure.
I'm nice to them. Sure. I feed them.
Yep.
But why you gotta save your dirty diapers till you get to church?
Oh yeah, moms are hoping for that, honestly.
Right, but they don't tell you that when they're trying to recruit you for the nursery.
Exactly.
They don't say, "Hey, we're looking for people to help." They just say, "Help people that are coming in brand
yeah.
new and they want to find a church home and they've got a little baby to take care
yeah,
of."
Yeah, come serve.
And that sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to be a part of it.
Oh, and they smell so good. they put that in there too. Like, there's nothing like a new washed baby smell.
Yeah, that baby smell.
It's so great.
They just don't tell you about how you could be greeted
yeah.
first thing in the morning
yeah.
with a dirty diaper.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's not that didn't make the brochure.
I get it.
So here's what we're going to do. What I wish people knew about volunteering, like, because it is great, and I don't want to dissuade anybody
no.
from volunteering, but there are some times, like, you were volunteering, and you're like, oh, I did not know this.
That wasn't in the brochure.
I'm going to have to, like, reevaluate this. I'm still going to do it, but I gotta process some things here. That's kind of where Betty's at. She's still going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
But she's going to process.
But maybe in a hazmat suit. Yeah. I don't know.
So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you've ever been in a situation like that, we'd love to hear your story right now. What would you say?
So I volunteered at a summer camp with middle schoolers, and we were going down a river with rapids. And I wish they would have told me that my children would push me into a tree. That way they would not go into a tree down this rapid. And I was stuck for like 15 minutes. Why did I sign up?
Doing youth camp stuff is great until you realize how old you might actually be, you know, because you think you can keep up with them and hang with them, but even in your, like, 30s, you're like, yeah, I'm not as spry as I used to be.
Yeah, Morgan ended up getting bullied by the yeah. kids that she was watching over.
Well, Morgan, we appreciate you being on the show with us today. Now it didn't dissuade you from continuing to volunteer, right?
Oh, no. No, I'm still with those little kids every week.
There you go. And they are lucky to have you.
Oh.
But don't let them push you around.
Yes, thank you.
Mark said that him and his wife volunteer for a local pet rescue organization nearby, and they foster cats and dogs, and, well, it's ended up being foster fails, because now they've adopted 3 dogs and 2 cats.
Oh, no.
And their household is full.
That's tough. That is, I could see that happening if I fostered, absolutely. So, Lily, what is the thing you wish somebody had told you about volunteering?
I was on a mission trip. And there was these 2 girls, and they're like, hey, do you want to help us? I was like, sure. They had me organize an entire library with over 5,000 books.
Oh, my goodness.
What was the point in that?
The missionary kids used the library like that was their only source of books. They had all their curriculum in there, so we would have to go through and organize it all.
And when you're signing up for a mission trip, you think of something completely different. You think you're out there with the kids, you're playing.
Leading people to Jesus.
Right, and they don't tell you in the brochure there's a chance you could be alphabetizing books.
Yep.
Lily, I have 2 words that will help you out in life. Anytime anyone says, hey, can you help us for a second? And you go, with what? Just those 2 words will save you a lot of grief.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Gavin via the internet. What do you got?
So there's this kind of group, this little band called One Common Music. It's 2 guys. They make their own music, but they had this little kind of trendy series that they did. They called it Sanctifying Secular Songs.
Okay.
So taking, you know, worldly songs
yeah.
from that industry, and then kind of putting a little Jesus spin on them.
I've heard of people doing this before. Like, I remember it happening in my youth group where they would take Jimmy Eat World
yeah.
songs
oh,
and turn
yeah.
them into
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
things like, yeah.
That's fun if it's done well. That's the big thing, because otherwise
yeah.
it becomes a Christian t-shirt.
Sure.
It's you who Jesus died for, you know, and stuff.
I think these guys do a decent job of, you know, kind of blending that line of cheesy and good. And so the first one that they did that I really liked, this was Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Oh, that's a classic.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah, you know this one. I bet it's S-O-N, isn't it?
Oh, okay. They go from S-U-N to S-O-N.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of it.
The king is coming, and we can't wait till we see his face, The king is coming, and we're ready, we're just down here waiting. Here comes the sun, do-do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and he'll make it all right.
Okay, I get it. I get where it's going.
All right, and the next one, this is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Oh, yes. Okay, so what's the spin in this one? I mean, just...
It's just like, you know, Jesus is never gonna give you
give
up.
You up. Yeah. Okay, okay. Here we go.
God's never gonna give you up. He's never gonna let you down. He's never gonna run around and desert you. He's never gonna start to die.
Ah, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. Like
I could see these being very good for a youth group.
Yes. Like, I do parody songs on the show, and I take Christian songs, but I make them non-Christian by making them funny about something.
Yeah, you do the opposite.
So this is the opposite approach, because I always... I have a barometer on things like that, and it gets cheesy real fast for me when you take something and you do what they did to it.
But you know what? That's creative and, and well done.
All right. Well, there you go. That is our random acts of audio for today.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
He's so positive. Positive, he's always right.
If I don't brag about myself,
it's news-ish.
Who will?
With Wally.
If you and or your family have any plans to fly coming up in the next few weeks or for spring break, it's going to cost you a little bit more. Wah, wah. Beginning March 5th, Delta has now announced that they, too, will be increasing their fees on their first and second check bags.
You like Delta, right?
I did until this news.
Woo.
No, I just... Oh, it's so frustrating, man. It's like... it's not going to affect me because I actually have their SkyMiles Express, American Express card, because that's what you have to do to beat the system. You either have to have status, because what it is, basically, like... First class, Delta Premium, Delta One, or if you have their Delta SkyMiles American Express, you get your bags for free, which is nice.
Yeah.
So there is a way around this, but you have to have an expensive credit card. It has a yearly fee on it and stuff like that.
Well,
too.
And two, you need to be able to fly or need to fly a lot, right?
Yeah.
To get your money's worth.
Yeah. And so, and we travel enough and we get points on it. So I don't mind it. But this bothers me. I have a huge problem with what airlines are doing. The billions of dollars that they make off of bag fees, because one airline, 5 years ago, 10 years, whatever it was like, hey, we should charge for bags. And then the next one goes, yeah, we should charge for bags. Mm. Hey, let's charge for bags. Mm-hmm. And so then they all start doing it, with the exception of that one beacon of hope Southwest. Sometimes I forget, like I always try to fly Southwest. I forget that they don't hate their customer because I'll be booking. I'm like, okay, now what should I do with my bag? Oh, wait, I can get two bags and a carry-on and it costs me nothing extra? Absolutely. Southwest, you have my business.
Mm-hmm.
Good sir or good ma'am.
Because they're treating their yes. customer right.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So Delta's going up from 30 to 35 on your first bag. Remember, it used to be 20. I think it might even started lower than that mm-hmm. and then got to like 25 and then it just keeps going up. And then 45 for your second fee. United Airlines announced last week that they're going to do this. And so all these airlines are following suit. They're all in cahoots. They look at it and they watch one person do it and they go, oh, well, they did it. And people are still flying them. We should get in on this.
Yeah, they're all money hungry.
Yes.
And then Southwest, like a beacon in the night.
Yes.
Ugh.
Hang in there. And here's the thing, too. Like, you're charging me more for worse service and losing my bag. Because if you've ever lost a bag, it's not the easiest thing in the world. It will take you a good hour plus downstairs in the basement where they put the bag people and going through the problem with them. Then if you're lucky enough to get it within a couple days and it doesn't ruin your vacation, you've won. Me, I had 9 days on a cruise without my bag. I know it's first world problem. I hear you. I see the rolling of eyes. But like then, and so I got my bag 16 days later.
Oof.
And it was a nightmare to get like anything reimbursed. And they did not reimburse me my bag fee. Like you should, like that oh. should be, your bag fee should be the first thing. Like, we lost your bag, sir or ma'am, we're sorry. Let us reimburse your bag fee mm-hmm. for you right now, mm-hmm. On the spot. And then you might calm some people down. You go, yeah. Okay, at least they're kind of working with me and for me. Because you really do feel when you go down there that they are working against you.
Mm.
It's rough. So anyway, that's going on. I wish I had good news, but I don't. There is no good news with
it's
the exception
bad.
Of Southwest. So if you can fly Southwest when you have a chance, you at least won't have to pay bag fees and people will actually treat you like a human. Lifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and that is the band We the Kingdom and their song Holy Water. Recently, Gavin came across something from Franny from We the Kingdom that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, she had posted this video on her Instagram, and she was diving into this, you know, the idea that when in the Bible, God calls himself I Am, which
right.
is just one like one of his names.
And but, people go like, what does that mean? What yeah. is I Am? But people back then knew like I Am, it meant I'm everything.
Sure, but today, like we don't necessarily use that phrase I Am
right.
as like a direct name, but I thought she had an interesting take on kind of like a putting a modern twist on it.
The book of John talks about how the Holy Spirit is our counselor, our strengthener, our standby, our advocate, everything that our heart longs for. And when God says that he is I Am, I really believe that means I am fill in the blank, whatever your heart longs for. I am your peace. I am your friend.
Oh, okay.
I am your joy. I am your wisdom. I'm someone to talk to when life gets hard.
I like that, actually. Mm-hmm. It makes God and who he is to you like super personal
yeah.
if you see it that way. Now, theologically, I'm not sure that I don't know, but I mean, it's a good thought
sure.
as far as if you can personalize God like that to you, like, you know, I am blank, and it's kind of maybe with what you're dealing with in the moment, then you see God as the solution to that. That's pretty, that could be changing, life-changing for
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it's a great practice that I think a lot of us need to be aware of. I mean, yeah. that's great advice and something that maybe we should practice.
So let's talk about it with you right now. Let's fill in some blanks here based on this idea from Franny. 855 33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. How would you say it? I am blank. You know, like I am peace. I am comfort. I am joy. What is that thing you're needing that blank filled in? And maybe you've never thought of it like this before. And today you're like, oh my goodness, yes. I am hope. Is Jesus saying that to you? You know, you need hope or whatever. I'd love to hear your story and the word that you would fill in that blank with. 855 33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. How would you fill in that blank?
So being a single mom of a teenage son and him not having his father, like God has really just revealed to me, especially as he's getting older, that he is the father to the fatherless, and he can give my son all the wisdom he needs, the directions through his word of how to be a good man. And he can also be my partner in this of when I'm like, what do I do? I can just go to him and pray, and so he's my co-parent.
I love this. I mean, because it's a really different way of thinking about who God is, because sometimes we think of him as this big, powerful deity, you know, running the world kind of thing. But when you say, I am your co-partner, I am the father to your fatherless child, you know, it makes it really, really personal and profound.
For sure. And it's just a comfort to know, like, because as humans, you know, we fail. So at least, like, I've got the perfect partner. My son's got the perfect father. Like, we're going to be okay.
How would you fill in that blank? I am blank.
I would say I am hope. Okay. God is my hope. I've been struggling a lot with depression this year. And sometimes it doesn't feel like there's much in the day to be hopeful for.
I love that word because I think hope is really important, you know, in our lives to keep us going when we feel like giving up. And so I'm curious, have you struggled with depression for many years? Has it always been a thing, or was there something situational that's changed that's taking you down a different path?
It's been many years off and on. I always cling to God's word and his hope. And
is there a certain verse that really speaks to you and that you remember when you're going through a really bad day?
Have peace. I have overcome the world.
Well, and I don't like to give Wally a lot of credit on things, but I think that this goes to prove his point that he's said before in the past that, you know, when we are going through a depression state, when we concentrate on something that we're thankful for, that can really bring us out of it. And so for you, you're thankful for the hope that's found in Jesus. And I think that that can help you just get through the day and then the next day and then the next day.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you being on the show with us because I know a lot of people are kind of in that same space. And I just thought that this was a great thought. And so hopefully now when you fill in that blank with I am hope, it reinstills that faith in you that Jesus is my hope. So how would you fill in that blank, Karen?
I would fill in a God is your conscience, because he's that small voice in the back of your head that when you're about to do something and you know it might not be that nice, he's the one telling you not to do that.
Yeah, I need him to be a little louder in my head. he's very soft-spoken.
Karen, can you give me a recent example of when this happened?
I worked the third shift at a factory. And the guy that does my job before me, he's constantly doing little things to annoy me.
I know how it is. I know.
Working with people that annoy you are
Trust
the worst.
Trust me. I know it's hard.
Then I hear God in the back of my head. He's saying, vengeance is mine. I will take care of it.
All right, Susan, you're up. How would you fill in that blank if God was saying, I am? Who is he to you?
I am holding you through all your struggles. In the past few years, I've noticed that as I've gone through a bunch of stuff, he has always been there for me, and he loves me. Even if I don't meet him, he is still always there for me.
Yeah, I think Franny's idea of filling in this blank of who God is to you with the I am blank is really powerful.
I think it's a great idea. That's a way I'm going to try and start my day every day.
Yeah, it could be different for each day, too. Like, some days you've got something staring you down the face at work, and you could be like, I am peace because I know I'm going to go in and they're going to ratchet things up on me, you know. And other days it could be, you know, I am grace because you've got some forgiving to do, you know. And other days it's I am forgiveness because you need some forgiving, you know. So I think it's a great exercise, and it's a good reset of who God is for us on the daily. So we appreciate you being on with us, Susan. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You have a great day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and I have always dreamed of being the lead singer for a band, and what better choice than We the Kingdom? I feel that we have a similar vibe. You know, I would vibe with them. Yeah, I would vibe with them. Yeah, because Ed's old like me. And we understand the same references and things. And so they came by recently, and I took a shot. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to audition for the band. Don't know if they need me or not. Don't care. I'm going to take my shot. And so I auditioned, but you need to see the full video of the transformation from mild-mannered DJ to full-blown frontman, and you can do that at wayfm.com. We have a video posted there for you, or you can just follow us on our socials. Just search Wally Show.
You know what I'm going to do? Yeah. What if I make the keyword rock, R-O-C-K?
I do love that.
And people can text the word rock. Give me like 30 seconds, and okay. You can do that, and then you can see the video that is ridiculous.
I do love that. And when she says ridiculous, that's what the kids are saying for cool now. Like that's so ridiculous. Like, yeah, thanks. Here, I'll give you a little bit of it, a little flavor of how the audition went with We the Kingdom. And I used the song Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd because I think that's kind of their vibe, too. Southern rock.
Yep. That's the we're off to a good start.
Yeah, I want him to get a moment, too. Okay, here we go.
Got my Mama told me.
Come on. Okay,
when I was young, said sit beside me, my only son.
Woo. Yeah, she did.
Come on.
And listen closely to what I say. Hey, hey. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. And me is simple. Something.
Show your range.
You love and understand.
Yeah.
Maybe be a simple. Be a simple man.
Yeah, I think it went well when they started singing with me. I think that's where we're like, oh, we got them. They're in. You know? Yeah.
Like it was them being kind.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It felt like a band moment
to
me.
Like throwing a bone kind of thing.
Ah, weird. It felt like a band moment from where I was with all the scarves and the glasses and the bare feet. That's what you should check out. Did you get the keyword set up?
I did not, but here's what we're going to
do. Okay, what are we going to do,
Rock? Here's what we're
going
to do. Okay, if you want to see the video, text Wally to 91979. You'll join our texting group.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And then I'm going to send out a text later where you can see the video. So text the word Wally to 91979, and we will send you that link.
And I think I think you'll see, when you see the visual of this, you'll be like, yeah, he fits in. He looks like he could be in that band.
Okay.
100%. So there you go. Text the word Wally to 91979 if you want to see it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we try our best to be good examples of our faith, but there are times that we lose our Jesus, and that happened to me the other day, and I figure it's a good time to do a confession session.
This is a safe place. Feel free sharing our feelings.
Think you're a mess?
What, I thought we were in the trust tree in the nest, are we not?
We are.
It's a confession session.
So we were heading to church, which maybe makes this a little worse.
Oh, no.
So we're going to church, and I find myself kind of tailgating this guy because he's going 10 miles under the speed limit. And so then I even backed off of it because I wasn't anxious or whatever. Like, oh, I should back off a little bit. But then I noticed, oh, there's a broken yellow line. I can pass him. It's a 2-lane road. So I swing out non-aggressively, going to pass him, got plenty of room. Mm-hmm. And I speed up to pass him. And this guy does what I cannot stand. He speeds up. And
well, yeah, because you were tailgating him.
No, I had backed off, and then he speeds up, so I cannot get back into the lane.
It's the worst.
So he's trying to keep me from then getting back into the lane. Now we're coming up to a hill where the line is solid double yellow, and you could get hit. Like, he could literally cause an accident because he's mad that I was passing him, even though he was going 10 miles under the speed limit. I'm getting worked up again. Like, he's putting my family at risk.
No,
because
you put
your
family at risk.
No, I did something legal. It was legal what I did.
Tailgating wasn't legal.
No, I passed him in a legal passing zone.
So you're not over this.
I'm not over this, apparently. No.
Like, I thought you needed to confess something.
Yeah.
I am, that you're making me mad. No, so I go to pass him. He speeds up. It speeds up a more. Now I'm doing, it was a 55. He was doing 45. I'm doing 80. To get around. Like, that's how fast he sped up to keep me from, like, getting in front of him,
I guess.
Well,
it sounds like you don't need to get in front of him anymore because now he's going.
You've missed the whole point. So anyway, I finally get in front of him, and then
Oh, you did.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you hear that?
Yes.
Hear that tone?
Because I was committed to the pass.
Won.
You have to finish the pass. It's the first rule of F1. He was supposed to hold his line.
Yes.
It's like Formula One racing. He was supposed to hold his line.
Push, push,
I got
push.
Past him.
No,
exactly.
This is a public road.
So
sir.
I get past him, and then sure enough, what happens? We hit the next red light, and he's right behind me. And so in his mind, I didn't get anywhere, didn't accomplish anything. In my mind, I'm looking in my rear view. My wife even goes, "Don't look in your rear view." I'm like, "I'm looking in my rear view." I am mean mugging this guy, and so we're driving, and now we're coming up to our church where the police officers are, and they guide you into church.
Yeah.
And I tell my wife, I said, I'm still hopped up about this. I go, I hope he goes to our church.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Normally you're like, oh, I don't want that altercation. I hope this guy pulls into our church, because I will pull next to him and I will get out of the car and I will have a verbal altercation with this guy
you
in this
can't
parking lot.
Do that.
I was
at
committed.
Church.
I was committed because I said, I'm going to walk over and go, all right, so what was the reason for that, sir? What was your reason for that? You know, like, I was down. And, and she's like, no, don't. I'm like, We're already, that ship has sailed. We're here. And so it turns out he goes straight, and doesn't turn into church, which I actually think was worse, because I would have rather have had the conversation with him at church, man to man, you know, even if it's in the parking lot and it doesn't look great, than him go, he drives by and goes, oh, I hate church people. Because I did nothing wrong.
Well,
I didn't, Rock. I passed an illegal passing zone.
Yeah, but
someone that was doing 10 miles under the speed limit.
But you were saying earlier that you did tell Gabe.
No, but briefly, and I when I realized it, I backed off. Like, I wasn't riding the guy. I was like, oh, I'm falling a little too close. You're hung up on one small point of this that is not the point at all.
Are you? Because I thought this was supposed to be a calm confession.
I thought it was confessing too.
He thought he was in the trust tree.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not, apparently.
We need to bring it back down to a 5.
I know. Okay, so.
Honestly, if I had to choose sides.
I know where you would choose.
But this isn't, no. This isn't because I don't like to give you credit.
Yeah.
I would choose his side.
Sure you would.
Because you don't
even
need
though
to,
he sped up to
well,
prevent
to
me
pass
from passing.
Anymore.
He didn't need to speed up to keep me from passing. That puts everybody's life at risk.
No, you put your life at risk because now you're in the wrong lane.
I did a legal procedure.
That doesn't need to be done.
No, it did. Okay, see, again, I can't. I cannot have this conversation with you.
We need to.
You might as well be my wife. Because she didn't understand it either.
It's not about not understanding.
But
it's understanding.
In the midst of this, I obviously lost my composure to the point where I was willing to have an altercation in a church parking
that
lot.
That says something.
Now, I didn't want it to be physical, so there. That's
good. But if he had taken it there.
Yeah, we're throwing hands. You gonna put your hands on me, sir?
Ask for forgiveness
later.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh my
exactly.
Gosh.
So, but then, I mean, then I got all feeling guilty inside of it too, because
at church.
I know, because I remembered like that verse in Romans 12:8. It says, "Where it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone."
Mm.
And I got super, super convicted by that, because it was possible. I didn't have to mean mug him. I didn't have to go in my head, because Jesus looks at the intent.
Yeah.
Like he and I, no. Jesus would have passed him. If they were on donkeys, trust me, Jesus would have passed him. I firmly believe that. We have gotten so far off the rails here. So anyway, the point of this is if you have something that you're like, I was less than perfect at, I would love to hear it right now. It's a confession session.
Yeah,
don't have to use your name.
Lots of empathy and sympathy.
Exactly. From me. Betty Rock will get
better.
None of it. She will take everyone else's side but yours. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Who's this?
Well, you said we didn't have to give our names.
Absolutely
so,
right. So, not a problem. I was trying to trick
you. I'm with you 110%. 110%. The second he accelerated to try to prevent you from passing, he was in the wrong.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I know
Betty
doesn't understand
that. Yeah, she doesn't. You're right. She's a woman.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm sorry that I want to promote peace and that I don't turn public roadways into a racing facility.
Yeah, but see, he was being vindictive because he was mad because Wally was trying to pass
him. That's right.
Had he just been maintaining the speed limit, that would have never even happened anyway.
Yeah, if he had stayed at 45 miles an hour and just let me pass him at the speed limit, we have no issue.
Is
Thank
it,
you.
If
That's right.
Jesus were sitting in the passenger seat, do you think he would have said, press the gas and go? I doubt it.
The race that was set before him.
That's right. That's right. And Jesus told us to finish the race. Oh, sir.
Finish. Well, you can't finish when you're in second place.
That's right.
We've got to get out in front.
If you ain't first, you're last.
So good. Hey. What is your confession session?
So I used to work in retail, and it was Thanksgiving Day, and I had just come off my lunch break, and I get back to the store, and there's only one cashier working, and the line is, like, super long, and the other cashier looks at me all desperate, so I'm, like, hurrying to, you know, get myself in gear, and this lady asked about opening another register, because she saw me 2 seconds after I walked in the door. She said, well, ma'am, like, she just got back, like, it's going to take a minute, but yes. And this lady, like, glared at me and rolled her eyes.
Oh. The eye roll is the worst.
I took my sweet time putting my stuff away to turn my light on.
Do you feel guilty about it, or would you do it again?
No, I knew as soon as I did it. That's not what Jesus would do.
I know. See, that's the hard thing. People think being a Christian is easy and like, oh, you just cast all your cares upon Jesus. No, the reality is you're called to live at a higher standard, and it can be challenging because it goes completely against your human nature, you know, to love those that hate you, to bless those that curse you. And like that verse in Romans where it's possible on you, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And that's hard to do sometimes.
It can be very hard.
So what are you going to do the next time a customer rolls their eyes at you?
Well, I don't work in retail anymore.
She's like, I just quit. I just got out of there. That's all I could do.
The only solution.
Elise, what is the time you've been less than perfect?
I literally was losing my Jesus while you were talking about that. I was calling a car in front of me, an idiot, as you started your story. So I'm rooting for you. You were right. You protect your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. He could have killed you.
I know, right?
But there, you wouldn't have even had your life at stake had you not decided that you needed to pass this guy.
Legally, in
well,
a passing
zone.
Well,
you were on your way to kill. If he slammed on your brakes, you could have tailended him. And, like, what if he was a murderer and he was trying to get you to crash into him so he could kidnap you?
I love where you're going with this,
wow.
too. Because, Betty, you don't know this guy's story. He could be a murderer because murderers drive slow to not attract attention to themselves.
He could have also been an elderly gentleman that's going to meet his wife in the hospital.
He was anything but a gentleman when I saw the hand gestures.
Right.
So,
if he was that distracted, Wally, you followed the law. I agree.
Thank you, Elise. I appreciate you today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. It's so nice to hear
from you guys.
Intelligent women. Thank you.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
Michael Scott from NBC's The Office said it best when he said this.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
I love that. One of my favorite Office quotes.
Do you remember the infamous selfie from the 2014 Oscars?
Yes, with Ellen DeGeneres. Mm-hmm. And I think it was at the time, like, was the biggest post for whatever she put it on.
So many likes and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, some are now wondering if it's cursed.
Oh.
That's because most of the people posing in the selfie, their careers have plummeted since taking that shot.
Really? Interesting. I don't remember who was in it. I just remember Ellen.
Well, you brought up the first one. Yeah, okay. Ellen. So Ellen DeGeneres, she was, so that selfie was taken in 2014. She was accused of creating a toxic work environment back in 2020. And while she did her best to curb the situation, the allegations only grew and her show ended 2 years later.
Yeah, and she had a show that my wife liked it. A lot of people liked it. It was fun and did a good job with it. It's interesting that it just unraveled on her.
Mm-hmm. Another one was Kevin Spacey. He was also in that selfie. He was accused of a lot of things multiple people 3 years after that photo was taken. And since then, he really hasn't had any career opportunities given to him.
Boy, I would be shaking in my boots if I was in that photo. Right? What's going to happen to me?
Right? Another one, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They were a couple.
They were when that was taken?
Oh, selfie.
And now they're not.
So they called called it quits 2 years after that photo. And the split between the two has been pretty ugly and pretty public. So another person that's in that selfie that... nothing's really happened, which is great.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
From
a lot of Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other people too, but I mean, it goes on with Julia Roberts. Really, her situation hasn't really been that great since that selfie was taken.
Yeah, she was just in a Netflix movie or Prime movie or something like that.
It
was weird, but it wasn't great.
No,
it wasn't.
Big hits.
And Bradley Cooper was in that selfie, and he's been passed on 7 different Oscars since then.
Oh, unlucky.
So,
yikes.
Is it jinxed?
I don't know. It could be right now.
We're not superstitious.
Yeah.
We're just a little stitious.
There you go. All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're going to play a game called Just the Facts, okay? Now, the way this works is you're going to get a TV show, and some of these are old school, some could be new school, but we are going to describe the TV show without saying the name of the TV show or any of the characters in it, just the facts of what it is. So we'll do a round in the room here just so you can get an idea. Betty and Gavin, you'll be the contestants, and your name will be your buzzer. When you think you know it, you will shout out your name. So here we go. I'm going to describe it. Okay. Plane crash.
Gavin. Lost.
Oh,
Betty.
Betty Lou. Whoa. Betty Lou. Wow. Go ahead.
Betty lost.
No.
Betty won.
Doctors.
Wait. She was wrong.
No, she was right. There was another TV show with a plane crash that I could have gone with and changed it up on her. But no, I didn't even get to Mysterious Smoke Monster.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have given it away.
That's the only thing I know about that show. I never watched Lost. I watched a couple episodes and then I lost interest.
Yeah, you'd either love it or hate it. And
did you watch it?
Yes, way to the end. And let me say that the ending is horrible.
It's a letdown.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. I've watched a few movies or TV shows that there's one with I can't think of it right now, but it's on Prime and it's a whodunit kind of thing. And as you're getting into it, you're like, oh, wow. But then it gets really like aliens. And you're like, I hate when aliens is always the explanation for something, you know? So I get that. So, all right, here we go. If you want to play along, you can win a prize right now. Betty will give you an example. I will give you an example. And Gavin will do an example for you. So we'll see who you can work best with here. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play our little Just the Facts game with us right now. So, Betty Rock, we're going to start with you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, okay.
The clock's ticking.
Okay. Oh.
You've said no words.
Apartment. Apartment 5A, I believe. A fluffy shirt.
Not
Shakespeare
friends.
Shirt, white fluffy shirt.
Oh, the puffy shirt, yeah.
Seinfeld!
Seinfeld is right! And Betty was not much help there, honestly.
Yeah, no, I just named every show with an apartment I could think of.
Yes, well, nicely done. All right, so you got that one right. All right, Gavin, we're up to you now. Flip your sheet over. Start describing.
Oh, people going on a stage and doing... something that they're really good at.
Okay.
America's Got Talent.
Nice! Good job, Brooke! You did that. You beat the time on that one, too. And that's 2 out of 3. You don't even need mine. And you're a winner today.
Oh, but I want to play
the third one.
Okay, let's see how you do. All right, let's see how you do on this one. It takes place in a work environment. There is a very optimistic lady who is running this department. Who I thought that was part of it.
Little Sebastian.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, Parks and Rec.
Thank you, Rock, for the help. I felt like I was going to not get there. So, Brooke, it's a clean sweep for you today.
Yay! I watched way too much TV.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. A lot of songs that you hear on Way FM get their start right here on Snap Judgment, because we're looking for your opinion and your likes, and a lot of times that helps us craft what songs we pick. And so what we do is we play a little snippet of a song, we make a judgment, and then we play the hook of the song and see if our opinion changes. We do this for two songs, and then at the end, you tell us which song you want to hear more of on Way FM and why. Just that simple. So Lady Rock, you are our Snap Master. What do you got?
As the Snap Master, the first song we're going to judge is called Gonna Be Good.
And with a name like that.
Is gonna.
It? Yeah.
It, as in G-O-N-N-A. Yeah. Gonna be good.
It better be good.
Well, like, that's true.
Because Ooh. It's gonna be good. So here we go. Here's the snap.
Every day's a good day to praise you.
Okay.
What was that little shimmer?
That was not. That was Michael Jackson all of a sudden on me there. That's what it sounded like. Yeah. That was not what I was expecting for gonna be good. I was figuring more like a bop. Gonna be good. Gonna be good. Gonna be good. I think I should have written that song.
That was gonna be bad.
That was pretty awesome. Okay, so I'm out on the snap, but I am curious to see where it goes. Betty Lou.
I'm out too.
Okay.
It's a bit too slow for me, a bit too vibey. My vibe.
Okay, Gavin.
I can't proclaim to have liked that.
Okay.
So I have to be out, but I am intrigued.
I know. Yeah, it could go somewhere great. So here we go. This is the hook for Gonna Be Good. Betty Rock just had both hands in the air. Gonna be good. You had to wait for a minute to get there, but did we get there, Rock?
We got there.
Okay.
Yes, the vibe was vibing.
Yeah.
The chill was chilling.
Yeah, it's weird. I cannot wait to hear who does this, because we don't tell you so that we don't unduly influence you. And I can't pick who this is.
You can't?
I can't.
Interesting. I thought it was pretty obvious.
Was it really? Because there's parts of me that I felt the vocal was actually a little weak. And I'm assuming it's probably a great singer. It felt weak to me. It felt timid.
Wally's throwing hands.
I know, it felt timid.
I think that was she was trying to be on
Maybe,
the lower
but
side.
Maybe, but then when it got to the, it's gonna be good, and hands went up, I liked it. So I'm in, but it took me a minute to get there. Gavin?
I feel like I should be out, because I ran through that a couple times. I can't understand what she was saying, maybe because she was being quiet.
You can be out, it's okay.
I'm in on like the last sentence, but the whole thing,
I'm going to put you out. I'm going to put you out there. All right, so there you go. Kind of a split decision there. That is song number one. Maybe that totally landed with you and you're like, it's going to be good. No, it's going to be great, because I loved it. you'll want to weigh in on this. But we have one more song to go, and we'll do that in 10 minutes right here on The Wally Show. We've done song number one. We're out now down to song number two. Lady Rock, what is it called?
This one is called Nothing But Jesus.
All right, Ooh. Here we go. This is the snap of it.
Nothing but Jesus can save our families. Nothing but Jesus can bring us peace.
Okay. It's not as country as I thought it was going to be when it started. And I like what it's saying, for sure. I'm a big fan of, like, I think the breakdown of family in our society is causing a lot of our ilks. So that landed with me. Sometimes it's lyrics, sometimes it's the sound of the song. So I'm in on the snap. Betty Lou, where are you?
I'm out.
Okay.
All the way around.
Okay,
I'm out.
Betty out. Gavin?
Yeah, I don't disagree with the message, but I don't like this song.
You guys are going to feel foolish when this thing goes off in a second and you're like, what? Why was I out? Why in the world would I have been out on such a great song? So here we go. Nothing But Jesus. It's the hook. All right, I know Betty's answer right now. Betty is out.
Why do you say that?
Because it sounds kind of country, and you're tired of, like, country Christian songs, you know?
I mean, I can't say you're not right.
Exactly. I knew Betty was out. Gavin?
Yeah, it didn't get there for
both
me.
Both of you staying out on that one. Yeah. That is crazy. Sorry. Is there enough room in that pool for me?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, joining.
Yeah, I'm there.
But you love the message.
I do. I still love the message. The song didn't land with me. But that, again, that's why we pick these songs and we ask you to help us, because everybody has a different opinion about them. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on song number one, which is Gonna Be Good. And song number two, Nothing But Jesus.
Nothing but Jesus. Nothing but Jesus.
Now, all you have to do is simply tell us which of those songs you would like to hear more of on WayFM and why. We'll keep track and we'll send it to our music guy, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Shania, you are our person today. Where are you going?
It's got to be Nothing But Jesus.
Okay, Nothing But Jesus. Song number two. Who is that by there, Lady Rock?
That one's by a new band called Renee. The song that you passed up on called Gonna Be Good, that one was by Taya. She's gotten a huge following through her work.
With Hillsong.
With Hillsong. And she did Oceans, which was a huge hit.
Well, there you go. So you're going with song number two. And why?
Well, I've had a bad history. And, like, I've had domestic violence. I've had all the trauma. I mean, emotional, physical, sexual abuse, all of it. And that song speaks to me more because only Jesus could have taken me out of all that. Only Jesus could have healed me.
There you go. And that's exactly why we do this, because songs connect with people in different ways for different reasons. And I love that you love that song and it landed with you. And I love your reason. So here we go. Let's play a little bit more of it. It is Nothing But Jesus by Renee on WayFM.
The end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.